Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you from the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles, not to be confused with the new one on Sunset, where I'm going to be doing some stuff later, but there's nothing official yet, so I don't know why I'm talking about it. It's the year 2015. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. February, three men and a little lady. That'd be a different movie if it was third men and a little lady. That wouldn't even make sense. The latest Tournament of Championships episode of this show plopped today in the comedy album section of iTunes. Get it for $2. This weekend, if you're in San Francisco, you won't want to miss out on my Twilight movie interruptions at the Castro Theater at 4:20. sfsketchfest.com for tickets. And speaking of fests, I'll be at the Traverse City Comedy Festival February 13 through 14 in Traverse City, Michigan. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links, exclamation point. Now it's time for tweet relief. KETE00 tweeted, "Why is everyone so excited about Boyhood? Did Harry Potter do that already?" Didn't Harry Potter do that already? I fucked it up. I fucked up that guy's sweet tweet. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about long movies. Los Angeles, tickets are on sale now for the next supersized Douglas Movies at the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunday, February 15th at 4:20. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. It's a pretty good one, if I dare say so myself, as some sort of movie poster. That's always exciting. We got some Douglas Movies buttons that are very cute. And I rarely give these away on Douglas Movies. It's really special because I didn't get my hands on a Douglas Movie shirt for tonight. So it's a Getting Doug with High mug. Yeah. That's a $30 value if you order it through the mail. And if you spend too much on mugs. And then we've also got a lighter from my friends at Chameleon Glass. And one more item. Why is someone... My phone is going off like someone's calling me right now. Like, who would think to call me? Oh, okay. It's just a dumb person. Let's get my guests out here, you guys. As you can see, we have four chairs. And we have two pairs of dudes who work together and create magic. And I'm going to bring them out here right now. please give a big, warm welcome to Taika Waititi, the Sklar Brothers, and Jemaine Clement. That's good. That's good.
Hi, Doug.
Hey. Hey. That's the Sklar Brothers, first to speak, winners of the Pete Holmes Award.
We didn't know that was
It's not an honor, really.
Oh.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But let me do roll call really quick here. Jemaine, present. I've always wanted to say that. We've never met before, and I think I pronounced your name correctly. Taika Waititi is here, everybody.
That's pretty much how I say it.
Waititi.
Why naughty?
And Jemaine Clement is also here, and the two of them are... I've already seen you. Did you have a... what kind of campaign did you have? Was it a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter?
A Kickstarter? Yeah.
A Kickstarter to get people to... To drum up interest in your movie playing in theaters.
You can't describe it.
Here in the United States. Did it work?
Well, we're trying to...
We're in the middle of it.
Or is it still going?
We're in the middle of it, and we're trying to get our movie all over the States. It's coming out in some cities.
Not just tell people.
Not even just in
does
theaters.
Does my microphone just really work? Yeah, mine seems quieter than everyone quiet else.
All over the United States mine. Back.
The mics aren't hot enough, you guys.
Your voice was so laid back, deep. So you're going to have to turn ours up.
Because of how laid back you are?
Yeah, you're going to barely be able to hear
us. Used to yelling into their microphones.
Oh, yeah. That's our comedy.
See, look how loud. You guys are really loud.
You've turned the Americans up louder.
We're already
being unfair to the Kiwi side of the table? That doesn't seem right. But the movie's called...
This seems exactly right.
The movie's called What We Do in the Shadows.
It is not called
We Know That.
Well, it's not called that.
What's it called?
It's called What We Do in the Shadows. Not What Will We Do.
I didn't say What Would We Do.
It's totally different.
What the hell are we up to in the shadows?
I believe this is being recorded.
What the fuck is going on in the shadows?
Rewind it back.
Rewind it.
Let's just start again. Start the whole
movie. Okay. My name is Doug and I love movies. I don't think you meant to go back that far.
You guys even here. You can just listen to this later.
Oh, that's a good point. Please don't show up anymore, you guys. Just listen to it later. 90%, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, your movie.
Yeah. Okay. 93%. I didn't even know that's what you were going to say.
No, me neither. I just thought that sounds good.
But I thought that was disappointing because I'm used to 100 in everything I do.
Well, by means of comparison, The Imitation Game, 90%.
Yeah.
Best Picture nominee.
Yeah. But we notice that the New Zealand movies noticeably absent from the Oscar race.
Selma.
Yeah, there's Selma.
That was all about New Zealand.
New Zealand movie. Yeah.
All those civil rights marches.
I haven't seen it. My aunt Selma. She's from Dunedin.
I don't know why I don't make a movie about her. She doesn't do anything.
Man. She was an activist. She's from Christchurch.
Oh, that Christchurch activist.
Selma.
But the film...
Randy's voice is so low I can't hear it. It's so deep. It's just like a rumble.
Who?
It's just a mumble.
Oh. Both of the Sklars have really got a mountain man thing going on. Did you have some sort of project where you had to both grow beards?
Yeah, they're going to... Sure.
I like how sometimes you guys you'll have different facial hair and it's easier to keep track of who's who.
Right.
Today you have the same facial hair, essentially. One of you is a little better at growing a beard than the other.
You could also get to know us as people.
That's
another way to tell us apart.
What would you say is the number one difference between the two of you that I should know by now? That I should have learned?
I think I'm a little more uptight, and I'm not out of the closet yet, but...
The gay
a little
one.
More emotional.
Yeah, Randy is way more emotional.
Okay, so maybe how upset you get at the end of tonight's game will determine whether or not I remember which one is which. What did you guys think of the Super Bowl? Did you Were you rooting for the?
Well, actually, don't say it. I'm TiVoing it.
Yeah. He's watching the whole playoffs on Netflix.
Yep,
I'm just
binge watch it like I did Breaking Bad. Yeah. So,
no, I was. It was the best Super Bowl ever. Even if you're not a sports fan, but like a night of horrible decisions, terrible decisions the whole night. I mean, the last play. Seattle Seahawks threw it on the 1 yard line. I know this is really going to.
I know no one this. I know
they threw it. They threw it in, and really,
they should have given it to the guy with the sunglasses.
Yes,
that's right.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't want. Don't get too technical here.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just give it to the coolest guy.
Yeah. Everyone said, give it to the guy.
Marshawn
Lynch. Looks like Predator.
Yeah, that's right.
He looks like a trumped up Lil Jon. But yeah, no.
I don't know. I didn't see it, but I think what you said might have been racist.
No. But the worst decision of the night was the nationwide commercial.
That was a bad call.
That was
a terrible.
Either the best or the worst M. Night Shyamalan movie I've ever seen.
Can't tell yet.
Didn't see it coming. Someone was dead at the end. It was phenomenal. 30 seconds long.
Yeah, 1 minute he's brushing off cooties, and the next minute he's like, yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Because I don't get to do any of this because I'm dead.
What person has seen the Super Bowl and said, you know what this thing needs? More dead kids.
Yeah, we
more
need dead. To see a little bit more of that. It was awesome.
They decided that the commercials this year really wanted to fuck with us. They wanted it to be an emotional roller coaster. And then the game was crazy, so it was just like, I tried to take a nap right after the game. I couldn't do it.
No, too many people screaming.
Too much going on in my brain.
Too many Skittles.
Too scared of child ghosts.
Yeah, what if that kid shows up? Like, first of all, did they have to kill that kid? Like, he probably went to school this week and everybody's like, wait a second. No. We saw the commercial. Everybody saw it. You're fucking dead. What's going on? Well, are you...
I can't believe that was the...
Haley Joel Osment?
I can't believe that was the three men and a baby kid.
That was.
Sitting in the thing in the background. No, but I think it was Patton who was saying, like, his agent was like, I got great news. You booked a Super Bowl commercial.
I've General Patton news. Came back from the dead General and made Patton. That statement?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
I've got other news. You're dead.
I convinced people on the internet today to make a new cut of that nationwide commercial where when you see the TV all burnt and toppled over like it killed a child, that's when the nationwide is on your side comes in.
Yeah.
Because they left that out of that ad, strangely enough.
Can I just ask how the kid died?
They don't say how.
They don't say how.
They show three scenarios. They show a tub that's too full of water, which I don't understand how that works because there's nobody in it. So just turn the tap off and settle down. And and then they show a kitchen, the cabinet underneath the sink open. So like maybe he got into some Drano or something.
You know, or in the drain.
Oh, yeah, he got trapped in the drain. That's totally true.
You might have got stuck in the drain.
Sounds a bit too vague to me. Just like,
and the third one, a TV's toppled over, and it looks like it was on fire.
Are there little legs sticking out from
No, they curled up and came back underneath. <when he died. laughs>
So it's just saying, kids die. Just a reminder, kids die sometimes.
Yeah. Just, hey, I know we're having fun tonight, guys, but kids die. And getting insurance will bring it back.
Oh, well, I'm dead. How did you die?
Can you imagine if you're watching the Super Bowl and that commercial comes on, and you're like, oh, I better check on the kids, and they're all dead?
Exactly. I shouldn't have left the tub running at halftime. Yeah.
But Katy Perry put on such a good show.
Oh, gosh.
How am I supposed to take care of the kids when those things are running around?
She came out dressed like Guy Fieri. I was like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
This is awesome.
I will say Lenny Kravitz really didn't show up, did he?
Yeah.
I felt like, God, why have him there?
Yeah, he didn't even have to rehearse, probably.
No. So that was the Sea Eagles' excuse.
The Sea Eagles?
Well, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't know any of these references.
Oh, no,
sorry, it wasn't the All Blacks.
The Sea Eagles, actually. I was just talking about another sport.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Rugby league.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Manly Sea Eagles.
The Seagulls.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about George Seagull.
American football.
In the prize bag tonight is a signed poster.
It doesn't look like a prize.
What do you mean? That's not a prize?
It's a bit of advertising that you can have in your house swag. And remind people.
The excitement is palpable. Look at that guy.
You should bring swag. And it's just
there's a typo on
piece
that.
Piece of paper.
It should say what we be doing in the shadows.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
A Tyler Perry joint. That's right.
Uh-oh.
So it's a werewolf movie.
There are some werewolves. Rhys Darby actually plays the alpha male of a pack of New Zealand-based werewolves.
Oh, that's cool. But it's a vampire movie. It's a modern day vampire movie, and it's a comedy. And like I said, the critics are loving it. And if you go on Kickstarter and help them, it'll play in your town.
Maybe.
That's the idea.
Well, we're trying to spread it around.
But it's starting out in some cities on February 13th.
Yeah, LA and New York, and then more the next week. And
well,
then
LA is so great about spreading the word to the rest of the country. I'm sure you're going to be fine.
No apathy there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no apathy whatsoever. And the Sklar Brothers brought for the prize bag a...
CD, DVD.
Yeah.
Something worth money.
CD called What Wood Are We Talking About? No, it's just called What Are We Talking About?
That actually should be What Are We Talking About in the Shadows.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that.
A crossover.
It's an accompanying CD.
Where is this theater that it was recorded?
The Majestic Theater in...
Madison, Wisconsin!
Yes!
Nice!
Phenomenal. So that is our Netflix special, which...
I've also got something else I think in my wallet.
Oh, here we go. One up. An additional prize, you guys.
I've got a New Zealand $20 note.
Oh.
A value.
Well, it's worth 50 cents before you freak out.
It's actually worth about $18.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
You just got real in here. You just got served.
All right, pass it over. Don't just hang on to it.
Yeah, it's a bit.
You promised it for the bag. Now, are you going to have cap money or whatever?
Yeah, I'll be fine. No, I don't think they'll accept that anyway.
In New Zealand, if an American comes there, will they accept?
They'll accept that
U.S.
New Zealand
cash.
Money. No,
they won't at all.
No,
they do in a lot of places.
You mean Mexico?
I was thinking Canada, but yeah. Right? Yes.
Okay.
I love that he went down. In New Zealand, when your career goes down the toilet, does it go in the other direction? Yeah, no, that's Australia. Sorry.
Tyka checked his wallet and decided can't part with it.
You any of that. I need those sweet receipts.
The poster's enough. The poster's an awesome prize, especially because awesome prize. Once they see and love the movie, then they'll be even happier to have it.
You don't know the future.
It's true, I don't. But speaking of the future, there's an Entourage movie coming out. Are the Sklar Brothers in it?
Not that we know of.
No, not yet.
Reshoots. Come on.
Right? We should be in there.
You're the funniest characters in the history of that show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. That would have been a blast. We did see Doug Ellen, and before we said anything to him, he apologized.
Yeah.
For not putting us in the movie.
So, there.
Maybe if it's a big hit, you could be in Entourage, too.
Yeah. Or I said, can we put that apology on our IMDb? He said, yes.
Yes, we can. Yes.
So it's going to be on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Since we have two, essentially, I mean, you guys are practically like brothers, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought tonight it would be fun to have you guys team up and play as teams tonight.
Love it.
Yeah, and we'll play a couple of games. And... in fact, this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
I'll tell you what I do in the shadows. I live in them. I was born in the shadows.
I
went to pre-K in the shadows.
What character is this?
If I was mumbling more and harder to understand, you'd know it was Bane. I do clear-speaking Bane than the one in the movie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was relieved anyway that was the answer.
I thought it was Sean Connery. I thought, great job. Good stuff.
You're the man now, dog. In the shadows.
You pull a shadow, I pull a sunlight.
Doesn't make sense. This is a part where everybody shows their name tags. People have made creative name tags, or in the case of most of the people here, they haven't done shit.
I can see two and a phone.
Happy to say that the show will be basically just for people who pay to get in very soon, and free shows won't happen anymore because this is what happens when nobody has to pay to get in. They don't bring name tags. But there are a few, so each team go out into the audience and pick a name tag that you'd like to play for tonight.
One between?
One for each of you. Yeah, one for each team, because I figured there might be at least two name tags here tonight. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back!
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're like two magpies who just went for the sparkliest thing.
I tell you, this guy, I met him before the show in the bar next door, and he showed me that, and I was like, that'll probably get picked. Is that what I said?
You do know the future.
Because it's a pretty good name tag. It's a balloon man. He says it's supposed to be me. He's got a, it kind of, it's got dark hair and
little
facial hair and a hoodie, a green hoodie. I like to wear green hoodies.
And a balloon penis.
I don't have one on tonight.
Balloon penis.
And then like some other part that hasn't been done here yet.
What's that?
Is there like still some more to come? Like another person.
This is supposed to be a doobie.
Oh, it's a doobie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I don't know about drag paraphernalia.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to be shoving a doobie into your dick like that. That seems terribly inappropriate.
And then what are those bubbly things, if that's the case?
That's THC. Smoke.
Serious doobie dick. Smoke.
And what's the dude's name?
Balloonski.
Forgot to put that part on his name tag.
Balloonski.
Oh, Balloonski.
I don't know if that's a real name.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a. There's even a card in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I pulled that out. I was going to explode or something. I am Balloonski at gmail.com. Was I supposed to say that out loud?
At Balloonski.
At Balloonski.
At Balloonski.
The guy's super into making balloon things. Here's a crazy guy with a balloon face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do kids' parties?
Oh, I like that. I'll keep that.
Yeah, because kids love balloon characters
of Doug
holding doobies.
Yeah. Yes.
Kids love it. It's perfect for the children. Who are you playing for, Brothers?
It's Nick Eyes is on the front, and it's shithead Tim O'Brien.
I think you just ruined
You've done the show before, right?
You just ruined something, I know. Doug
I know. Yeah,
Doug warned me not to do what you just did, but he didn't warn you.
I forget to warn the people who have been on the show before.
Yeah.
I knew not to do that.
Take it out.
Now I finally know the difference between you two.
That's right. I need to leave. I'm terrible.
But anyway, you're playing for Nick.
One's a show ruiner.
You're playing for Nick, and it's like Big Eyes, but he changed it to Nick Eyes. And
right.
Drew a picture of me with giant eyes.
Right.
Which is, you know, the exact opposite of my eyes.
Yeah.
this is you in an alternate universe. Eyes.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I don't know. It's also kind of scary.
What if Doug was just this all the time?
Yeah, put it up here.
That's all actually right. Good you.
So the first game, it's just the logo from the show, but with big eyes.
Yeah.
The first game we're going to play tonight to determine which team goes first is a thing called Doing Lines with Mark. And the Mark in question is Mark Wahlberg. He couldn't be with us tonight, but he, you know, he hasn't gotten back from, he went to the Super Bowl celebration in Boston today. Or is it tomorrow?
Parade.
Parade. When's the parade? Tomorrow?
It's actually going to be Super Bowl parade and also gay pride, which I think is going to make for a great parade,
they're combining
guys.
It.
I love how the Patriots is a team consisting of dudes from all over the country, and they're stuck in the snow in Boston for a few days to have their parade.
Yep.
They're just fucking getting drunk and night.
Not Gronk. He doesn't get drunk. He seems like a guy who just chills out.
Okay, if you say so.
Yep.
You guys talk more sports on your podcast. This one's more about movies.
Sorry, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Can I fuck something else up? That's what I need to know.
No, you're doing great.
Okay, thank you.
Here, take your name tag back.
Here we go.
Because we'll have to say that shithead at the end if you lose.
Yep. Okay.
And you guys are playing as teams. And the way Doing Lines with Mark works is that Mark Wahlberg recorded a line from a motion picture, not necessarily one of his own. In fact, I'll even tell you it's not one of his own.
Okay.
But the first person on the panel
narrows it down.
Yeah. He narrows it down to all movies that Mark Wahlberg isn't in.
Which, by the way, is just a few.
So, yeah, that's right. He works a lot.
He does.
He works a lot.
He's busy. So he'll say the line, and then the first person on either team who says out loud into their microphone the correct title of the movie the line is from is the winner of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
Just us.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Do it again.
He said, do you want to do some fucking lines?
Yeah,
yes.
Let's
do it.
Want to do some fucking lines?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Mark.
Feel
good. All right.
Okay.
Feel good.
He says that first every time. I don't know why.
Not bad. I was just drunk.
Jessica Rabbit and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That's right.
Wow.
Good.
Oh, my God.
You started saying that after I'm Not Bad.
Yeah.
That is really...
There's only one other movie I know that was, she says that. I don't think you'd reference that one.
You started saying that on You Guys Want to Do Some Lines. Jesus.
That was really good.
Point, New Zealand.
Now who knows
Kathleen
the
Turner.
That's the one who said it, yes.
Mm.
There's no bonus points.
Well, I'll just try it.
For that kind of shit.
I don't know. I don't listen to this.
Good.
All right, so most of the guests don't listen to it, so I'm not insulted by that. And
you seem a little bit.
You think so? You think I'm? No, it's true. Everyone knows that nobody listens.
Oh right.
They usually don't say it out loud like that. Mm-hmm. They usually try to pretend that they listen. They are liars, mm-hmm. and I don't like liars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now it's gone very dark.
All right, so the next game that we're going to play is called Last Man Stanton. And basically, here's how it works. Team Jermaine and Taika are going to start, and they are going to name a movie that we're going to... I'm going to give them an option.
Beetlejuice.
They already won.
All right, yeah, that they already
ridiculous.
Won. They already won.
That is ridiculous.
This is the quickest show we've ever done.
Oh, my God.
They already won.
Yep.
We're finished. No, you guys get to decide who we're going to play with. And the premise is the two teams are going to go back and forth naming the movies of whoever you guys pick until someone can't think of one. One team can't think of one.
Okay.
Or says one that's not an actual correct answer.
Oh, boy.
And then you're out.
Okay.
All right. And you guys get to pick who we're going to play tonight.
Would Should we like? Confer about it?
Or? Yeah, you can confer with each other once I tell you. No, I'm going to give you options.
Okay, let's take that.
They just but I'm curious to know who you were already saying that you would like it to be.
It's an actor, right?
It'll be an actor, actress, or director.
Ooh.
Oh, and that's the link.
Or, in this case, a genre. It could be a genre.
Okay.
Because your options are the films of Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm.
That's you clearly don't like that one.
No,
that's films that he is either in or directed.
Yeah, or seen.
Or both.
Or influenced.
Or any film that he has watched in a theater.
Oh, wow.
Or thought about.
You have to be able to prove it.
Or written a note about in a notebook for something
sure,
in the future.
Okay. And then,
or adopted and married. Any film that he adopted and then married his wife. Okay.
Cool. So is there a movie called Underage? Underasian? Is there a movie called
yes,
that?
There is.
I'd say there would be, yes.
James Bond movies.
Ooh.
Woody Allen.
Do you think you can name a lot of those?
Okay.
Name or, and this is where you guys really have control here.
A mashup.
And you could probably steamroll over the other guys.
Uh-huh.
Russell Crowe films.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Arguably the most famous actor from your homeland.
Before I flew here, I was watching the Russell Crowe channel.
It's not fair.
RCC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
I'm down with it. I'm down with it.
So which one would you guys like to play? And you have a second to confer.
Just confer.
I like this conferring part.
We're going to confer, too, that it doesn't matter, but...
Yeah. Put your heads together.
Say
to each other what you're hoping will happen. Which one do you guys think... Which one do you think you can do better on?
I want someone else to choose. Because we can do any of them.
Yeah.
We can do any of them. We'll let them choose.
For reals?
Yeah.
All right, Sklar Brothers, you just conferred.
Such a crazy power move.
That's
you know who would do a move like that? Russell fucking Crowe.
That's right.
And that's like dick out on the table.
And then he'd sing a song and jump off a building.
That's right.
In a game show way, we've thrown a phone at you.
You did. We just took it straight to the head right there. Phone thrown.
Let me ask
we'll
you
let
this.
These dickheads decide.
Let me ask you. Well, that seems rude.
That was me.
Is dickheads an affectionate term?
Yes.
No, he was saying deckheads, but it came out as
dickhead. Deckhead.
Deckheads.
Dick hands.
Between Jason and Randy, who has won more on At Midnight on Comedy Central?
I think I've won. Randy has. Yeah, I have won.
How does that happen?
I don't know. You know what? If you get a good one on the going to break the live challenge, then you usually. I don't know. No, yeah. It comes down to the end. I think I'm a better joke writer. Yeah, I think you are.
Have you ever won, Jason?
I have won. I've won twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and Randy's won three times.
I think you won four.
Four?
Yeah.
Wow. And you're always on together.
Mm-hmm. We have been on together.
You guys just split up.
Yeah, we told
them. Get some more wins on the board, Jason.
I agree.
Yeah, you're always up against Randy. That's going
to
be rough.
What happened to the game?
Just like we skipped it and just talking about these guys again.
Wow.
We were all just ready to start.
On another, we're talking about them on another game.
I know that's. All right, let's. I'm not even going to compare.
Very welcoming,
let's
America.
Let's do Woody Allen movies.
Yeah, Woody Allen. Woody Allen movies.
All right, they picked Woody Allen movies.
It's a rather pedantic. All right, let's do it. All right,
this could go a while. I'm excited. Mm. I'm excited to see if you guys can beat the record in this game. The panel has named 34.
It's all up to you, man. I need
34 movies. By the great Denzel Washington.
Wow!
So that's the number to beat.
All of them were movies where Denzel Washington is trying to stop like local transportation from killing people.
Yeah, 34.
He's done 34 of those movies where he's like not playing a train. Anyway,
next.
He's never done a sequel though.
He has never done a sequel
except for Two Guns.
He's doing Stop That Train too.
Yeah. And he's actually doing Equalizer 2, I heard. All right.
He's
so...
taking the taking of Pelham 789, which it's a different line. He's going to take those trains up there. He's going to take those.
Okay, and he's also doing Safer House.
Yes, he is.
Let's get them all out. Who else has Denzel sequels?
He had Game. He had that. He's doing that one.
He's doing Malcolm X.
Malcolm 11, yeah. Yes. All right, fellas. Jermaine and Taika, you get to pick the first Woody Allen movie.
He wrote What's Up, Pussycat. Mm.
And he's in it, right?
He's in it. I don't know.
His voice.
He wrote, yeah, he's in it. Yeah, he's in it.
I think he's in it. Peter O'Toole also?
Yes. Maybe? How about...
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know the answers? Don't you need to know the answers to
He knows all.
Yes, okay. Like you do?
I know. Okay. We can look, you know, they're looking it up in the booth if there's an issue. Yeah. But Woody Allen, I'm pretty solid on.
Yeah, we're pretty solid. How about Annie Hall?
Yeah, Annie Hall. Get it out of the way.
Let's get it out. Get it off the
board. Only Oscars. Best picture winner he's had.
Ants?
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
Well.
I would have saved that one, but...
shit.
Hey, if we...
Say that.
That's the only one I've seen.
Take...
And he was great.
Yes.
I tell you what, he was great as an ant, as a neurotic ant. Mm-hmm.
That's not the only time that he and Stallone have appeared in a movie together, but I won't say which one. Ooh. What'd you say?
I was going to say, take the money and run.
Okay.
Okay.
Bananas, which you would know as Bananas.
In which Sylvester Stallone tries to mug Woody Allen in a subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was nuts.
It was crazy.
Banana nuts.
It was C-R-A-Z-Y.
Love and Death.
Mm-hmm.
Ants, the special edition little short that's on the DVD.
Maybe you should let Jermaine answer.
No.
Ants 2.
Everything you wanted to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask.
Yes.
Nice. That's such a good one. Giant boob going across a field. I just know because I jerked off to it.
Gene Wilder falls in love with a sheep.
Brilliant. So funny. I'm going to say...
When the sheep leaves him, he's like laying in the gutter drinking woolite. It's hilarious.
So funny. Sleeper.
Yeah.
Zelig.
Zelig.
Yes.
Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that out of the way.
Get the purple, out of the way.
The Purple Rose of Cairo.
It's pronounced Cairo. It's pronounced Cairo.
Cairo.
Bullets Over Broadway.
Oh, no. That's what Jermaine had locked up.
It's locked and loaded.
Midnight in Paris.
All right.
Mighty Aphrodite.
Slow down.
Jeez. Okay, what's another one? I know one, and I'm about to say it.
Get it out there.
You guys can confer if you want.
Okay, it is Magic in the Moonlight.
Yeah, nice. That's like the most recent.
Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Oh, damn it, we shouldn't have let them choose.
There's a few others that have "and" in the title. He likes his
Doug,
this and that.
Come on, Doug.
Are you joking? Jesus,
all right. This isn't anything to do with that, but Hannah and her sisters.
Yeah.
her in particular.
Hannah and her sisters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio Days. Radio Days, highly underrated. I love that one. Although I don't know if it's underrated. It's just a great movie.
I'm sure everybody thinks one.
Sounds highly unlikely. Underrated.
It's correctly rated.
Perfectly rated.
It's totally perfectly rated.
Oh, it's our turn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what I love? It is the Woody Allen movie.
Are you going to say the same as I think? Well, yeah.
Can I interrupt you for a second? What's this guy's name? What's your name, though?
Balloonsky. Oh, your real name.
You want to be known as Balloonsky? Yeah, absolutely. Did you smoke that J yet? Yeah.
No, it's made of a balloon.
He offered to smoke a J with me, but I was trying to eat.
And those two things don't go together.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
No, one needs to be before or after the other.
That's right.
Match point,
yeah. One of them serious Woody Allen movies. How many do we have so far? One, two, three, four.
Enough.
This is the longest category we could have chosen. 12,
13, that's right. 15, he does a movie every year.
Broadway, 21.
Broadway Danny Rose.
And you also haven't really locked into any movies that he acted in but didn't necessarily write or direct. Those exist. Other than Ants, of course.
What about Woody Allen, that documentary? He's in that.
The PBS documentary. God, that was great.
Slam Dunk. That's a sports
Hey,
term.
You know what? He's in all of them.
Yeah.
All of what?
He's the Woody Allen documentaries.
Yeah. In
every documentary about him, if you had the actual title of one of those.
Wild Man Blues.
Yes!
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, that PBS thing or whatever. That doesn't
Celebrity?
Count. Yes, Celebrity.
Sorry.
Nice. I liked it.
Yeah, did you like the way you did that?
Very fun performance by Leo DiCaprio in that.
Kenneth Branagh playing Woody Allen.
Yeah, that's not so good.
No.
That's a bit
rough. Winona Ryder, though, on point. Wasn't she good
enough? Blue Jasmine.
I don't remember.
Oh, nice. Blue Jasmine.
Blue Jasmine.
That was going to...
This is a very exciting matchup. They're all conferring. There's lots of conferring at this point.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion?
Yes!
Ooh! Vicky!
Christina!
Why would you... It's their publicist. That makes sense.
Christina.
Well, Barcelona. That was ruined, but...
Yeah, don't... Don't make any suggestions. It's...
But we knew. It was a thing.
We had a thing. It took a bit longer. Yeah, the pause was a bit long.
Wait, what? So what are we calling it?
Vicky Christina Barcelona.
Yeah, okay.
Not in Barcelona.
I wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah. Stardust Memories.
Okay. Yep.
That's one.
See how they did that with no help from anyone other than their twinsness?
They're using psychic abilities.
It's true. But you guys work together a lot.
We do?
No, these two.
Well, they do too.
Yeah, but not with Woody Allen. And we don't talk about him.
Sklar's haven't worked with Woody Allen.
We have not worked with Woody Allen.
Okay. I think if he needed some twins, you would get the call.
Okay, what's the next one?
What's the next one? Confer with each other.
Okay.
Whisper in each other's ears. Because this might be it, man.
This could be it.
This might be the end
of
the road.
Try and squeeze another one out.
Come on, squeeze it.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it. Oh, he got one.
Casino Royale.
Yes, where he played James Bond.
Yeah. I mean, some people are confused by that. Not the Daniel Craig one. There was
Jimmy Bond, he's called in it. Yeah. And there's like five different people that claim to be James Bond over the course of the film.
David
Sklar's
Deconstructing Harry.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the more sexual Woody Allen movies, and therefore one of the most upsetting.
Oh, you want to go that way?
Ones.
I thought
okay.
we were trying
we
to avoid
do
that
the sexual
kind of
ones.
Smutty
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's a smutty Woody Allen movie?
Broadway Bitches.
Okay, I'm really nervous about this one.
Uh-oh, you think it might be wrong?
Yeah, it might be.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Give it a shot. This might be it. Might be the end of the road.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to be confident before you answer.
Yeah, I'm confident.
Okay.
You sound so confident.
You're confident that you might be wrong?
I said it while you were talking, so you didn't hear it.
Oh, I missed it.
That counts. That
mystery
counts.
Answer.
Start again.
It's the movie, the well-known movie mm-hmm. with Larry David in it called mm-hmm. Whatever Works.
Yeah, Whatever Works.
Okay.
Nice. Wow.
I was totally
great pull.
He's in a Larry David's in a Broadway show now called Fish in the Dark. I want to see it. It sounds like the most hilarious thing to watch Larry David walk around and complain on stage in front of people that just paid $250.
It's essentially like a storyline from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's now a Broadway show.
Probably.
Shadows and Fog.
That's a deep cut.
These guys don't run out.
That's probably.
No.
I dare say that's the only one that Madonna is in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just saying words with the word "end" between them.
He likes titles with "end" in them. He like starts writing the title. And he's like, I'm going to add another thing. This and that.
Shirts and pants.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming soon. Jermaine has another one.
From Rome with love.
I think that's right. Is that right? That's one of the few Woody Allen movies I haven't seen, but that's what it's called. From Rome with Love?
Hey, yeah, you guys are being
with
so
Alec
nice.
Baldwin?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
To Rome with
Love. Shut up!
You lose!
But.
Should we bury him?
Yeah. One more, Sklar Brothers.
Manhattan Murder
Zealand
Mystery.
That's called From.
Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Alan Alda.
Yes.
Yeah, look
up the New Zealand title of the Rome.
It's from Rome with Love.
Yeah. Sometimes they have different titles in different territories.
Jeez,
that was a very exciting matchup.
You don't mess with Jews and Woody Allen.
You may have set the record. There's scenes from a mall that you acted in.
Yes,
and what else have you guys got?
You know what?
Interiors.
Sanders Dream of Interiors. September.
Are you okay? Where were you guys?
What's the one where the Manhattan Stories? What was the one where
New York Stories.
New York Stories. Where his mother becomes like up in the thing.
Yes.
The thing is, as soon as they said Woody Allen, I turned around and I could only see two Woody Allens.
Yeah, that's right.
They suddenly looked exactly. I thought, oh, wow, we've done the wrong thing.
It's weird. It's strange. I don't know. Bizarre.
Well, congratulations to Nick Eyes for winning the prize bag tonight. Come on over and get your prize bag.
Nice job, dude.
The poster.
He also got his shithead name, so he's a real winner all around. There you go, man. Congratations.
That New Zealand $20.
I love that. Wait, did you buy this outfit at the Marty McFly store?
He's got to get back to the future.
Don't listen to him, man.
I love it.
That's a good outfit.
Ignore that.
I was complimenting.
Congratulations on getting that $20.
Oh, yeah.
With 18.
Take it.
Make a trip to New Zealand to go and spend that. Very exciting. And Balloonski, I need a shithead from you, man. There's no shithead on the back of your balloon. Yeah. That's
so confident.
That's part of it, is that you get
you
to
didn't
name.
Think we would win.
I will call anybody a shithead on your behalf, but come write it down for me so we don't spoil it until the end of the show.
I can spoil it, though, if you
Jay
want.
Jay can spoil it
I
for
can
you.
Totally
yeah, we'll pass it to Jason, and he'll read it early. Oh, I like how you brought a tall one to the show. That's pretty sweet.
This is the same guy who's also high. I just need to let people know that's not enough for this guy.
Exactly.
He does make balloons for a living.
That's right.
So I'll just have a small glass of beer. Oh no!
Wow.
I would like to just say it's a very detailed balloon.
Balloonski.
Do I get to
keep it, Balloonski?
Yes, sir.
Yay! Nice. I'm going to go home and fuck the shit out of this thing.
Teach it a lesson.
That makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Make some penis doobies. That's how you do it.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Let's do the plugs. Sklar Brothers, what do you got coming up?
Go for it. We are shooting a pilot for Comedy Central on February 18th. So for those in Los Angeles, we'd love to have you.
That's a Saturday?
That's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday night.
Wednesday, the Saturdays.
The Saturday.
I thought if I said it with confidence, I'd have a shot.
I've
it's a Wednesday night.
That was a reference to a lyric from one of your songs.
Oh, thank you.
the daytime of the,
yes,
the daytime of the night.
Oh, okay, that different song. Okay,
I'm a fan. All right, we're shooting it next to the At Midnight set, and we'll put the link up on our website, supersclaws.com, on how you can get free tickets and come see it. But we want to stack it with our friends to come see it. It's the show is kind of like, in theory, like John Oliver, but for sports. It's a sports show for comedy fans and a comedy show for sports fans. I guarantee you, if you don't know sports, you will still enjoy it.
Yes.
What if you don't like comedy? What if you just like sports but hate comedy?
We're going to try and make you like comedy. That's like we're going to try and move everybody into the center.
Yes, that's our goal, is to make everyone into the
center. That's a big plug, and then listen to our podcast, Scarborough Country, which is on Earwolf.
And County.
You've been on both.
Yeah,
yeah, that's where I met Mark Wahlberg.
That's right.
That's why he's on the show all the time, because I met him on your show, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale on February 24th. And Kickstarter, that's your plug, right?
Well, not the site.
Yeah, no, you want people to kickstart stuff, whether it's yours or not.
To kickstart Kickstarter. There are also people in the towns we were playing, like New York and LA, for the first time. First week, you can go to the movie already.
Feb 13, go see it and tweet about it. And
then there's more towns on the 20th, and we're trying to take over the country, and we're going on Kickstarter to do this.
Like Red Dawn.
But no, or like the movie.
With a movie.
Or like the movie Outbreak. The movie Outbreak just started in like 3 theaters.
Yeah.
And then it just... 3,000 after the opening weekend. It was like, I can't... we're supposed to see something else.
And there are
still cases of it coming on TV. It just appears.
How did this get on my TV?
And Jermaine, you got a couple of other movies that are... I saw a clip from a movie today, and I want to say the title is Here, There, and Everywhere. Is it based on the Beatles song?
It's People, Places, Things, based on the Facebook search bar. It's not true. It is called People, Places, Things.
People, Places, Things. And that I was hearing backstage that that movie was at Sundance and got a deal. It has a deal already, and will come out at some point.
Sure.
So look forward to that.
Go see that at some point.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Check it out eventually, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I've got so many things to plug about prospective things that might come out.
What's next for you? What are you working on?
Like a robot movie that I want to make that might come out one day.
Yeah. What else do you want to do?
A
time travel one. That would
be great.
It's just the seed of an idea.
And you started that.
Possibly 10 years from now.
That's so great.
You started drawing that man with a vulture's head. You're going to get that finished?
That one's got it. Yeah.
Have a look at that.
That's not a movie. That's just a picture.
That's right. Nor is the time travel thing a movie. That's just something you're working on.
Yeah. Just a time travel project. Yeah. That's not a movie either.
Yeah.
That should be coming out in 1971.
Yes.
Well, please come back and visit us in 1971 when that comes out. And thank you to all of my guests, Jason and Randy Sklar, in that order. Jermaine, Clement, Taika Waititi. Support all of their projects. Support comedy in general. And thank you for being here. And as always, Walt Disney is a shithead.
Now it's time we're done to watch another talkie. Eyes unfold, his viewing prowess takes